welcome to the Busy Being Awesome podcast, episode 2, with Xavier,
Mike,
Brendan.
Today on the podcast, we discuss The Walking Dead, season 4, episode 2, Rick is still sweating. We discuss crazy 80s action movies, M. Night Shyamalan, Michael Bay, and other such things. Stick around.
Okay, so where do we start? Should we talk about The Walking Dead again?
Episode 2.
So, too, Rick's sweating again, covered in blood. He's grimy. Rick Grimes. Grimy.
Rick Grimes is a grimy dude.
That was a fucking... I thought that episode dragged, man.
God, it did.
Let's just say, if you guys weren't here, I would have cried like a baby.
What? Why would you cry?
It was such an emotional thing. God. When those girls are watching, like, their dad die...
Jesus Christ.
It's emotional.
Those little...
Yes.
Oh, that was the worst part of the whole episode. How was Carol one of my favorite characters now? How'd that happen?
That was, I actually wrote that down when I was watching the show. I wrote Carol, then question mark, because I was having these feelings. These feelings, like, I didn't like Carol. She was annoying.
Yeah.
But now she's, like, kind of cool.
Because she didn't really add anything to the conversation, the whole thing. She just kind of, like, cried a little bit here and there. It doesn't really do anything. Has to get rescued all the time. And now she's, like, stepping up.
Yeah, but she's gotten over it. So now she's just becoming, like, more and more... I hate to say it, but she's becoming kind of badass.
And I think she's becoming guilt hot now. She's dressing more provocatively. Yeah. We can all agree.
I'm glad you said that because I definitely agree with that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's going on, but
what's the deal with her hair though? Like her hair doesn't grow.
But it's she's spiking it out now though.
She's embracing.
She has like this punky thing going on.
Is she like shaving her head? Is she trimming it? Like how does that work?
Maybe her hair just doesn't naturally grow.
She going to the beauty parlor?
It's true. You know what it is? She's becoming zombie apocalypse hot.
Yeah.
That's what's happening.
Like so if there's no women really left in the apocalypse, the women that are there become more attractive because they're more scarce?
Definitely. Oh yeah, definitely.
Oh my god, she really is. And I'm glad you brought that up, because I felt a little embarrassed about bringing that up.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I mean, she's looking fine.
Well, she did that, like I said, she had that punky thing with her hair, where it's kind of like fanning out.
Yeah.
Kind of like a mini Saiyan-ish, almost.
Yeah.
Like, euthanizing people left and right.
Yeah, she's taking people out. She's not fucking whining like everyone else in the fucking episode.
Yeah.
Those two girls are fucking whiny. I'm sorry. But jeez Louise.
Huh? Kids are supposed to be whiny. That's what they do.
Yeah, but there's enough whiny kids in real life.
They cry and they whine.
Look, all I know is that baby is just freaking
loud.
It's loud. It sounds like someone's dying in the next room.
Oh.
Yeah.
Which could very much be the case because it is the zombie apocalypse.
I could see someone dying because they thought the baby was just crying. And it was actually someone getting eaten.
Yeah. Yeah. That baby is a danger.
That's a bad idea. And it's useless. It really doesn't do anything.
What's a fucking baby? What's it supposed to do?
It's supposed to crap its pants and then cry.
That's what it's doing.
It's useless.
I mean, it doesn't work.
That's like babies now. They're useless.
Yeah.
Why are you anti-baby all of a sudden?
Oh, so you complain about the little girls.
They're girls. They're children. They're not babies.
Yeah.
All right.
Sure.
Baby hater of the group.
What's next on the
All right, ladies, list. Hear this? Mike hates babies.
I do not hate babies. I love babies.
That's kind of fucking weird.
That's kind of a lateral move.
So, I'm noticing the lack of Chris Hardwick commercials every second.
Yeah.
Well, I hated the fact that the first commercial break is just Chris Hardwick's face. I could not stand the fact that, you're just getting into the episode, and then 5 minutes in... Hey, everyone! Wait till Talking Dead! It's me, Chris Hardwick. We'll have B-list Celebrity 1 and D-list Celebrity 2.
Yeah.
That's my Chris Hardwick impression, by the way.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I miss T-Dog.
Mm.
I miss T-Dog big time.
I love T-Dog.
He was my homeboy. Like, he wasn't always, like, prominent in every episode.
He had 10 lines his entire tenure on the show.
But, like, when he did something... For once, it helped me remember that he was actually a cast member.
Oh, yeah. He was on the show.
And two...
There was a black guy.
It was always awesome.
Yeah.
You know, like, you felt good for T-Dog. You're like, yeah, T-Dog, good job, buddy. Good for you, man.
Getting in there.
All
good
right,
job, T-Dog.
Stop that zombie.
See you 4 episodes from now.
Yeah.
But he didn't pick his own nickname, though? T-Dog?
Yeah, he picked his own, which normally I don't like.
Well, if the world ends, you might as well be like, yeah, people call me this.
What would you call yourself,
man? I call myself B-Dog.
B-Dog?
Yeah.
I call myself X-Money.
X-Money?
I have no idea what I'd call myself.
M-Dog?
M-Dog? I don't know. It sounds kind of...
Mad Dog Mike?
Yeah, Mad Dog Mike. There we go. I like it.
I was going to go with M. Night Shyamalan, but Mad Dog Mike works.
Oh, my God.
I still have a feeling that M. Night Shyamalan would be laughed in the apocalypse. We went to see what was some movie a couple of years ago, and there was a trailer for an M. Night Shyamalan movie. And the minute they mentioned that it was M. Night Shyamalan, the entire theater just erupted into laughter. Like, he's just become a literal laughing stock.
There was that trailer for Devil.
Yeah.
And no one was having that shit. That was right after, like, The Happening, I think.
Yeah.
That was, like, his movie after The Happening.
And it was so... The premise was so stupid.
Wow. Dude, I told you guys the movie was going to suck. I said it once I saw the trailer.
Yeah, you know.
And I said that movie's going to be terrible.
Saw Lady in the Water. That was terrible.
You saw that?
I saw The Village. That was even... I did. I saw The Lady in the Water, and that was just... Oh, it was awful.
What the fuck's wrong with you?
Because, look, I saw The Sixth Sense. That was awesome. Jesus, I saw Unbreakable. That was awesome. And I saw Signs, which I liked a lot. And then I was like, all right, this guy's on a roll. He's good. I saw Lady in the Water. I was like, ah.
Well, there's
I don't know. That was kind of like, I liked Signs. I liked fucking Unbreakable, yeah. Sixth Sense. But when I saw that Lady in the Water trailer, I was like.
The trailer was ridiculous.
I'm not doing this.
Yeah, so then after that, he had the Village, which was even more retarded.
A movie you can only watch once.
Yeah, because it's just horrible. And I was like, all right, two in a row, two bad movies in a row. This guy's he's fallen. But I gave him the third chance with The Happening. I thought with Mark Wahlberg in it, it was going to be a great movie. And it was just awful.
Okay.
Mark Wahlberg did not want to be in that film.
No, it was clear. He didn't want nothing to do with it. His acting was, like, terrible.
It was the most half-assed Mark Wahlberg I ever saw.
Really? So it's not Boogie Nights Mark Wahlberg.
No, it's not Boogie Nights Mark Wahlberg at all.
It's like Mark Wahlberg where he's, like, 5 minutes before the shooting, he's, like, memorizing his lines then. And then he probably looked at it once. He's like, nah, I got this.
With John Leguizamo.
Yeah.
John Leguizamo was in that?
Yeah.
He shows up in some weird-ass movies.
Was like popular back in the day, disappeared for a while, and then shows up in M. Night Shyamalan movies.
He was in Kick-Ass too, though.
Oh, he was?
Yeah. He got stabbed in the neck.
Yeah, that's pretty much what he's down to these days.
Getting stabbed in the neck.
That's it.
But I don't know how you guys feel about this, but I saw Lady in the Water because I had a crush on Bryce Dallas Howard back then.
The fuck is Bryce Dallas Howard?
No, she's the daughter of Ron Howard. She's the Lady in the Water.
Jesus Christ, that's the Look her up.
I'm looking her up right now. She's Bryce Dallas.
Yeah, Howard.
Two
Ron Howard's
guy
son.
Names.
Ron Howard's yes. son, you said?
No, Jesus. It's his daughter.
Oh, okay. Bryce?
Yes, I'm serious.
It's a terrible name for a girl.
I know, it's a terrible name.
Bryce Dallas?
Yes.
The middle name is Dallas.
Yes. No, I mean, she's not super hot, but she's not bad looking either.
You're a fucking weirdo, man.
She's a redhead. I love redheads.
This was the Lady in the Water.
Yeah.
No.
It's not bad.
Not bad, right?
Not bad at all. It's just, you know, the fuck are you doing in a Shyamalan movie?
Yeah. She was in two. She was in The Village, too.
Was she?
Yeah. She's the blind chick in The Village.
I've never seen The Village. And or Unbreakable. The only M. Night Shyamalan movie I've seen is actually The Sixth Sense.
Yeah.
I haven't seen any other ones.
Signs was good.
Nah.
Signs was good.
Mel Gibson freaking out on other people other than the Jews.
I feel like Mel Gibson, that story pisses me off, man. Mel Gibson had such a raw deal.
Yeah.
I mean, the man made Braveheart. He should be able to say what he wants.
And The Patriot.
Lethal Weapon?
Yeah.
1, 2, and 3?
Yeah.
You can't make a comment like that in Hollywood.
Yeah, it's true.
It's like career suicide.
Apparently not, because then he went on to do Beaver.
Which is going to be a great movie to make a porn parody of, because they won't have to actually change the name of it.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You see all this stuff a lot, don't you?
Wow, man. I do.
That'd be kind of sweet. I'd watch it.
Yeah, I'd watch that, too. What's next?
You know what I do want to talk about is, I don't know if you've heard about this, Avatar.
Oh, yes.
2, 3, 4.
What the?
Now, in 2014, all of them at the same time.
I'm having a hard time understanding what else there is to tell in the story.
There's nothing else to tell in the story. Avatar was Dances with Wolves in Space.
Right. So the white people come.
Well, they're just human beings. They're like two black guys.
All right. So the human beings come. They want the unobtainium. They slaughter the blue people for it, and they take the unobtainium.
You know what pisses me off?
The blue people come back and...
You know what really pissed me off about that movie?
What?
I hate the fact that the humans were the bad guys. Because I always root for the home team. Like, even in Platoon, I'm rooting for the Americans. Even when they go to the goddamn Vietnamese village, and they're beating the shit out of the fucking Vietnamese people, and they're making the retarded kid dance, and fucking buddies beating the shit out of the fucking old lady, I'm still rooting for the Americans, because I'm an American. And I'm like, yeah, fuck these Vietnamese cunts. We're fucking Americans. We gotta root for them. And then when the guy shoots the old lady in the head, I'm like, yeah, I'm on board. And then when they burn the village and they're blasting the rock and roll and walking away, I'm like, yeah.
Oh, this is gonna be
USA.
Edited out.
How's that gotta be edited out?
You fucking Vietnamese.
Why is this podcast being played in Vietnam?
Like, you like those movies like Independence Day when the aliens come down and they're the douchebags.
Yeah, they're fucking
aliens.
And
it's the humans versus the aliens.
Fuck them. Like, I'm not gonna root for some green douchebag or some blue douchebag. Like, fuck them. We should have taken all the unobtainium. That's what two should be. We go back, take all their unobtainium.
Just wipe them all out, take the unobtainium.
In Avatar 3, should be us using the unobtainium. It should just be one huge party. It should be Avatar 3, because all the humans having a great time.
Oh my god.
And the blue people should just be crying in Avatar 4. Just an hour of blue people crying. What was up with their tails? Remember
connect,
that dumbass scene where like they connected the
nature.
Tails, which is like them banging?
Yeah, but they connect the tails, which is like them fucking.
Yeah.
And then they connect the tails when they're riding their fucking griffins.
So are they fucking their animals then?
Yes! That's like if I wanted to ride a horse, I took the horse's tail and shoved it up my ass. And that's how we rode. That was how fucking weird that tail on tail bird thing in that movie was.
Oh my god. I got like an image, like a mental image of that going on.
It's so weird.
I pictured
assless chaps.
Yeah, I picture Paul Revere and assless chaps going, the British are coming, the British are coming.
But the special effects were so good.
They were.
We let that shit get away.
We saw it in IMAX 3D and we wanted to just. We wanted to go to Pandora after that.
They named the planet Pandora. The most unoriginal fucking thing. You can name anything. Every sci-fi movie, there's always one Pandora reference. Yeah.
There's also unobtainium that's been used before in a lot of other sci-fi movies.
Unobtainium.
But I mean, we saw it because it was visually stunning.
It was.
It looked good. That. The 3D was like, it was unlike anything you'd ever seen before. In 3D.
It was amazing.
That is going to be like the benchmark of 3D animation going forward for a while.
And let me just say one thing. I did see it 3 times in theaters. I'm not proud of it, but I've seen it 3D. I paid like $45.
Look, all I'm saying is we went to see the movie for its visuals.
Yes.
Mm.
And James Cameron saw that and was like, they think this is a great story. I'm going to do 3 more. That was his interpretation of that information.
So is it going to be the same thing? Like, are the humans going to come and try to steal more unobtainium?
You know what? I really hope it's like a smut kind of film where the humans just go there and just slay blue bodies. I would love to see...
Snuff film. You're talking about snuff.
Snuff, yeah. I just want to see...
Smut pornography.
Oh, yeah. Snuff, not smut.
Which would be interesting, because aren't these blue creatures supposed to be like 10 feet tall or something like
they
that?
They are, yeah. It's just, in a time of, like, where Hollywood is at its most uncreative, James Cameron going ahead and making 3 sequels at once is just not helping.
Actually, you know what's going to happen?
Yeah.
Because remember, Transformers 1 was a terrible movie, but visually, we all got duped into thinking it was awesome.
Yeah.
So by the time Transformers 2 came around, we were used to the visuals,
God.
And we're like, this movie fucking sucks.
Yeah.
And then
that wasn't what made Transformers 2 suck. Transformers 2 sucked because of Shia LaBeouf and Megan Fox's stupid romance that was like...
The beef.
Well, that's the thing about romances, is once you get the girl, you and the girl both begin to suck. Right? So Transformers 1, he doesn't have the girl, he's trying to get the girl. Transformers 2, he has the girl, and they suck. They're so awful.
It was, I mean, look... Transformers, I thought, was like the best thing Michael Bay's done since he did Bad Outta Hell for Meatloaf.
Yeah.
I think Transformers was like good Michael Bay.
Transformers.
He didn't miss the mark. Like,
you and I saw Transformers together, and you even said you liked it afterwards.
I got sucked in by the visuals. If we were to see it now, we would not leave saying that's a good movie.
I thought Transformers was decent.
That's because, dude, there was that scene where Optimus Prime jumps out of the plane.
And he fucking crashed.
And he's transforming in slow motion. Yeah, we all got sucked in by that. Because we wanted it to be so good. And by the time Transformers 2 came around, we were like, this is bullshit. And one was not good.
I mean, Michael Bay, I guess they're filming in China or something right now, Transformers, the new one.
They're not doing another Transformers.
Yes, they are. And a Chinese man actually attacked him with an air conditioner unit.
Why?
Threw an air conditioner unit at Michael Bay.
Why?
And apparently, like, hit some other guy on the crew. Probably because he saw Transformers 2 and 3.
So he just said, out of all the things you could throw at somebody,
air conditioner,
he's like,
unit.
Yeah, 6,000 BTUs, you motherfucker.
Oh.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. You know, I mean, they usually use... blunt objects in China. A lot of times people get attacked by a brick or something like that.
Which I can understand, but an air conditioning unit? Like,
how are they making another Transformers?
That's sad, man.
I don't know.
They've overdone the sequel thing. Like, I'm tired of going... I don't go to the movies anymore because every movie is a sequel of something.
Well, we did see Gravity, which was awesome.
That was awesome.
That's an awesome movie.
I think you know what? It actually does make the really good movies stand out even more. Because they're so unique in the sea of sequels and stuff that it's actually really awesome.
Oh yeah, I found the article actually. Director Michael Bay is talking for the first time since being assaulted in Hong Kong while filming Transformers 4.
Nice.
Yeah. Wow.
The Hollywood heavy hitter took to his personal blog to get the facts straight about what went down on the set this week. According to Bay, this was all an attempt at extortion. So, apparently some drugged up guys were being belligerent asses to my crew for hours in the morning of our first shoot day in Hong Kong. One guy rolled metal carts into some of my actors trying to shake us down for thousands of dollars to not play his loud music or hit us with bricks. Told you about the fucking bricks.
Holy shit.
Told you. Nice.
This is legit.
So
Michael Bay put his foot down and told them that wasn't going to happen. And, he said he came by... carrying a long air conditioner unit. He walked right up to me and tried to smack my face, but I ducked.
Oh.
So, yeah, apparently we're not the only ones who are disappointed in Transformers.
So that's an old school shakedown.
Yeah.
And what's the budget for this movie?
It's probably insane.
Have one less Transformer transforming scene and just pay these guys off. They're willing to throw an air conditioner, right? You just pay them off.
Well, what is it like? Do they approach you and they say, unless you let me do something, I'm going to throw bricks at you? Like,
yes, that's what just happened. They said, pay us, or that's how a shakedown works.
Pay me, or I throw an air conditioner at you.
Yes, and he didn't pay him, they threw an air conditioner at him. He should have paid him.
A duck.
I really want to try that someday. Just go up to somebody and be like,
you can't do that in America. We can go to jail. And would you be willing to throw an air conditioner at somebody?
I probably couldn't even lift the air conditioner to throw it.
So you can't shake someone down then.
I'll throw a brick.
I probably could have. After seeing the happening, I probably could have taken this fucking air conditioner in one arm. Like, startled with a rocket launch and just hurled it at M. Night Shyamalan. I don't know, man. They should just make another fucking Rambo. I'll pay to see fucking a new Rambo.
What would they call it? Rambo 6? Or Rambo 5?
Rambo 5. Fucking Rambo 5. Old blood.
Old blood.
I mean, you know, like, he'll be working some fucking odd job again, you know? I don't know, maybe, like, picking up worms or something for bait shops. And then, you know, like, one day the colonel will just fly up in a chopper, and, you know, on a cane and shit, because he's gotten old too, you know? and be like,
Rambo,
John,
we need you.
We need you. We lost a team. And Rambo could be like, well, I did my time. I mean, I've done enough for you. You know, he's on like a fucking
he's a
dialysis machine.
It's a walker.
I did. So it's a game night. You're in game night, Carl. They could even bring back the chick from Rambo 2, the Vietnamese chick.
Yeah, didn't she, wait, didn't she die?
Yeah, they fucking killed
they
that
killed
lady,
man.
Maybe
they
she didn't die, you know? Maybe she, like...
Now, that's a twist.
That's a twist.
What's the twist?
Twist is she's hanging out at some fucking old folks' home in Florida.
Yeah.
With John. They're playing bingo together.
Yeah.
You know, someone, like, stole his meds. Fuck it, he doesn't even have to go to a foreign land. I don't know, maybe someone stole something from him and wants to get it back. Someone stole his fucking bedpan.
Publisher's Clearinghouse didn't bring him this check this month. He gets a Nigerian prince email. That would be one, right? He goes to try to track down the Nigerian prince email.
Ready to get scammed. Be a colonel coming like, John, you have to help the prince.
Prince
was what does the prince need? All I gotta do.
Speaking of that, there's that movie coming out with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sylvester Stallone.
Oh.
There really is going to have to be subtitles for that one.
It's going to be a lot of Jesus. Yeah, good for them, though. Good for them that they're still making fucking movies.
They're almost, like, what, 65, 70 now?
Because those are movies that, you know, I mean, you can see and you're like, oh, it's got Schwarzenegger and Stallone. That's going to be decent.
Yeah, it's going to be enjoyable.
It's going to be enjoyable.
They're still, like, selling out movies almost 30 years now. You know, they're making these movies, like, and they're still hot, you know, like...
Well, they're not hot.
No, I'm saying, like, hot, yeah.
Because you know what to expect.
Yeah.
I mean, you know going into, like, a Stallone-Arnold film, it's going to be just ridiculous.
Yeah.
You're just going to have to shut off your brain and go along for the ride.
Exactly, like with the Expendables.
It's not fooling you. It's not trying to fool you.
No, with the Expendables, I completely knew it was going to be the cheesiest of action movies I've ever seen.
I hated the Expendables, man.
You did?
I thought it sucked.
Wow, I didn't know that.
We had this discussion 10 minutes after the movie ended.
I don't remember this. That was like 5 years ago.
Yeah. It was... Well, you know what it was?
Yeah.
With Rambo. Like, if I have a choice between the Expendables or Rambo,
yeah.
I'm going Rambo every time.
Yeah.
Because Expendables, one, Randy Couture.
Yeah.
He's the reason why real action stars are not actually fighters.
Yeah.
Because he's a real fighter.
Yeah.
And he sucked.
Yeah.
He was fucking terrible.
Yeah.
But it's... There was, like... Dude, they had, like, Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah.
They had Jet Li. They had Jason Statham. They had Stallone. They had all these really cool guys. And they only do one cool thing per person in the movie.
Yeah.
They only have one cool scene. And they're just there.
You know what my problem with that movie was? There wasn't enough stupid action. I thought the Expendable 1 did not have... Like, it was kind of slow.
Yeah.
Like, I was expecting non-stop... stupid action.
Dude, what was up with Randy Couture's explanation of cauliflower ear? Do you remember about that fucking scene?
What did he say? I don't remember what he said.
He was like, well, sometimes when you wrestle, your ears, they rub the mat, and they look like cauliflower ears. And that was it.
Yeah, totally pointless. Just Google it.
Yeah.
I thought they could have done some fucking prosthetic real ears to give him some normal-ass ears for the movie.
They could have done that.
Look at Hollywood.
CGI his ears.
The guy walking around with these fucking cauliflower ears looking like a mutant, and now we have to fucking waste a scene explaining what they are.
Did you see Expendables 2?
I did not, no.
No.
Because I saw like the first 10 minutes and already I was happy with where it went.
You liked it?
Because the first 10 minutes was like them in like armored cars fucking driving into this base getting shot at, and like it was crazy action in the first like 10 minutes. Nice. And I was like, that's what I like to see. Good. That's what I want.
Uh-huh.
I didn't see the whole thing. Maybe I'll watch it tonight.
You didn't see the whole movie?
No, I only saw like the first 10 minutes.
Now I feel like I gotta see it.
I popped it on Netflix and then like had to go do something, so I shut it off. I haven't watched it yet. But
so
it was off to a good start.
So it's an awesome 10 minutes, what you're saying.
It's an awesome 10 minutes.
All right.
Chuck Norris is in it.
Chuck Norris.
Being all, you know.
You know, it kind of made me sad that Steven Seagal didn't sign in into that.
He's in the next one.
Is he?
I think so.
The fuck's he doing in the next one?
Judo.
Makes sense.
Arresting people.
I mean, you do realize we're going to see, like, the sad day when people don't know who these people are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, we're already seeing it.
Yeah.
I mean, I already had, like, some kid ask me who Steven Seagal was. And I wanted to drop kick this motherfucker. In his face. I was so upset.
Yeah.
Like, can you imagine?
I know.
I actually met a girl who didn't know who Sylvester Stallone was.
Wow. That's sad, man. That's our childhoods growing up watching these cheesy action movies.
That's how your
parents
felt.
She didn't even know the references.
Yeah.
She didn't even know, like, Rocky.
Didn't know Rocky.
Rambo.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sad, man.
It is fucking... It brings a fucking tear. I have a tear in my eye right now.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
Wow.
Who's Sylvester Stallone? The fuck up.
Remember we saw that movie, Hobo with a Shotgun? And it is exactly what it sounds like. It's Dolph Lundgren is a hobo with a shotgun.
He even says in the movie.
Yes.
It's like, you don't want to be like me. I'm just a hobo with a shotgun.
And it was made in like 2010, but it had this like 1980s feel to it. And it was so kind of corny. The graphics were all like really cheesy.
Yeah, but I always get giddy when someone mentions the title of a movie.
Yes.
In the movie.
Yes. That's how
that really excites
me. We were looking through Netflix and we just came across Hobo with a Shotgun. We're like, that's the one. That's the one we're going to watch.
That's it, man.
Hobo with a Shotgun, Snakes on a Plane, like movies like that. You just know what they're about. You don't need any kind of trailer. You don't need
that's
to.
Another one where he says the movie title in the movie. Just Samuel Jackson screaming.
Yeah.
It's the entire movie. I loved every second of it.
I did too. Because you know what? I didn't go into that movie expecting anything great. I was expecting Snakes on a Plane.
No.
And that's what I got.
That's exactly what you got.
You were not expecting anything thought-provoking.
No, not at all.
Life-changing.
Not at all. Yeah, that's the kind of movie. But you knew that going in. You knew that Snakes on a Plane was going to be about Snakes on a Plane. I like movies. I don't like movies where it's like A Walk to Remember. And the movie has nothing to do with walking.
They walk.
They walk?
It's one of my favorite movies.
Oh, I never saw that movie, so I'm
they're
just saying.
They're
talking on my ass here.
You didn't even see that movie?
No.
They walk a lot. They're going on dates. They're walking through the forest, looking at the stars. Mike, they're walking.
It's a beautiful love story.
It's a beautiful love
or
story.
Or Man on the Moon. There's no man on the moon.
That was the first time I cried in a movie.
Holy shit, are you shitting on Man on the Moon?
I like that movie. I'm just saying, you don't go there expecting it's going to be about a guy on the moon.
It's a metaphor, bro.
No. But my argument is that you're not getting that from Snakes on a Plane or Hobo with a Shotgun. There is no metaphor. It's just a hobo with a shotgun.
So, what's your point?
I had no point. No point. No point whatsoever. It's 11 o'clock at night. I'm like checking out.
Hey, you're going to half-ass this, man.
No, I'm not half-assed. So now what? Should we wrap it there?
Is there anything you want to say, Brendan?
Kind of want to end on a metaphor.
Okay. Go for it.
Someday, on this long thing called life, gotta take a walk to remember. You'll still end up just the man on the moon.
Wow.
That was pretty good.
That's fucking beautiful.
Thank you.
And we can end it there.
And on that note, we'll see you next week.
And on that bombshell. All right.
Go away, Ben.